fast, Fred. We flew over Hiroshima for about half an hour.
It was a shambles, huh?
A shambles? It looked like Ebbets Field after a doubleheader with the Giants.
The question before us is this. Should the hydrogen bomb be built?
All the world knows we Americans are constructive, not destructive. However distasteful this may be to us, there is no choice in the matter. Let us build a bomb.
The group had been told to select some targets in Japan that had not been bombed. In other words, they wanted virgin targets. And the reason behind it, even though not given to the group at that time, the reason behind it was that they wanted to be able to make bomb blast studies or bomb damage studies on virgin targets.
Thus, that's the opinion that we should manufacture and produce the H-bomb in quantity.
The Russians will try it anyhow. And should they learn the secret of
it, they would have to do military targets. There was no question about that. And they offered such a classroom experiment as far as being able to determine later the bomb damage.
The life and security of all freedom-loving people will be in danger.
I have been subjected many times to criticism. I have been accused of being insane, being a drunkard, being everything that you can imagine a derelict to be as a result of a guilty conscience for doing this. And as I say, no one's ever come to my defense in that regard. I look at it this way, that my part in this thing may well have been something that later or now that the U.S. government might be looking at somewhat with a guilt complex. And the feeling could be that the less said about it by the United States government, the better. A classroom experiment, the bomb damage. I have been insane, being a drunkard.
It is my decided opinion that the United States of America should immediately begin the construction of the H-bomb.
All the world knows we Americans are destructive. Let us build a bomb. Let us build a bomb.
I feel we must make the H-bomb.